Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Otto Lowe.
Still here.
And he'll go for his nap in a few minutes. Now he'll be happy. Like, are you bowling today? What are you doing after this?
Actually, this is a funny thing. I'm going to Belmont Racetrack today to check out for my daughter's party tomorrow at Belmont because it's supposed to rain. And there's going to be like 50, 60 people going there. And I'm going to try to find out where we can go if it rains.
Such a good dad.
I know.
Otto's the best.
But maybe I don't have to go because one of my nieces said she already went. But maybe I'm just going to go anyhow.
are there horses today?
You
know,
there's horses. Yeah.
Okay. He's like, just, you know, make sure. Check out the ground.
Just to double check.
Doesn't hurt to double check, unfortunately. And we're back to Christina Lou.
Yes, we are back. Another interesting thing that actually
wait a minute. Let's go on a personal thing with you. What's going on this weekend? I mean, you go to a concert every night, I think, anymore.
June has been a busy month for me. Tonight is Harry Styles.
Oh, Harry.
Yes, so this is a major one for me.
Can you sing, by the way?
It's horrendous. I do.
But you do.
Be clear. I do. I sing my heart out, and then I'll see the video in the morning and just be like, oh, my God, is this actually what I sound like?
You know, it's funny you say that. When I was your age, I used to think I could sing.
Oh, yeah. I don't necessarily think I
saw
can,
a video.
I saw
a video, and I said, no.
And then you get me and my best friend Amanda together singing, and you know, we think we're harmonizing, but there's a whole lot. But we're performers. You know, I said it's the performance factor, so there's passion behind it. It's really all that
now
matters.
Now, where is Harry going to be?
He's at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, that's a big one then. Oh, okay.
Yes, so.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, so after this, I'm going to go home and mentally prep.
Today.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go and have some
dinner.
Do you
eat dinner or anything when you go in there?
Yeah, we're going to go for dinner.
Where do you go?
I don't know. She's on the case right now. She's been texting me, looking up locations.
I'll give you a name of a good place right by the garden.
Oh, there we go. See, Otto just comes in handy for so many things. That's right.
Well, it's not really a commercial, but it's called the Nile, N-I-L-E.
Oh.
It's on 31st Street and 7th Avenue.
Good. See, guys?
Yeah.
See, nice. Maybe we should have Otto do a segment where he tells people. Okay, the Nile.
And it's right when you can walk right to the garden.
Oh, perfect. That's what I like. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Otto, for that. And, you know, back to the town of North Hempstead. Something that I think is really interesting that actually just came out of one of the town board meetings is now there's a new local law amending the town code, which actually gives the town the right to revoke and suspend electrician and plumbing licenses, which is something they couldn't do before. They had no jurisdiction in that, so I guess different instances had coming. So now, you know, North Hempstead has a lot of strict guidelines for certain things,
right.
And I know with a bunch of different contractors. So now they're actually able to get involved in this. Which
why would they be suspending?
I guess if people are doing things incorrectly, you know.
Yeah, I heard that there's some way, and I'm not an authority, that you can sort of lend your license to somebody else.
People do that all the time.
Yeah, and that's one of the main problems, yep. I think, that they don't want that to happen.
Yeah, you know, I could do all the job.
Yeah.
Because I know how to do it, but I'm not licensed.
Right.
And then I give you $500, and you'll sign off on it.
Right.
That you did the job. So you're happy because you made $500. I'm happy because I did the work. It was a hell of a lot cheaper.
Yeah, but if you do that now, you could lose your license.
You should lose it. I mean, just, you know, you're putting somebody at risk.
Yeah, you're basically franchising out your license
to somebody who you don't know the quality of the work. So.
Right.
No, and it was saying, too, in the press release that the law also made technical corrections to the procedures for issuing plumbing permits because there was some kind, you know, there was some contamination with water and stuff, so now they're able to get involved with it, which I think is interesting. So that was just something I stumbled upon I thought was very interesting. And also the fabulous program, which is June 23rd, which is that tomorrow? Oh, that's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I can't believe June is gone already. My God, that really just put me over the edge. At Westbury High School is the STOP program, which we always encourage people to attend. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's a really a great opportunity to get rid of all kinds of junk items that, you know, you're hoarding in your garage. It's definitely a great time to do so. You can get rid of such things as aerosols, household chemicals, pesticides, disinfectants, fertilizers, lithium batteries, TVs, computers, latex and water-based paints. But you have to dry it out first. We want to be clear because some people come with their liquid paint and it's a whole big issue. But I really encourage people to do that. And in addition to that, you can go and shred up to 6 banker box sized document boxes.
I have a question we may not know the answer to. What do you do about the liquid paint?
What do you do about the liquid paint beforehand?
How do you get rid of it?
Okay, so you pop it open and you let it dry out for...
Yeah, like if you have a can with a half a can of paint.
Yeah, so you have to open it. And
open
for
it,
24
pour
to
36
hours. Then we go to the bidding phone calls. For 24 to 36 hours, once you remove the lid, it'll dry up. Yeah. And then you're able to bring it to this. So, like tonight, if you want to
put it
get
in the garage,
rid of it,
put it in the basement. Yeah. It's going to stink, but it'll actually turn into a lock, a solid.
Yeah. Or
if
just
you
put
have
it outside.
The top off.
Have the top off. But probably, honestly, if you have a full can, it's going to take long. You're going to have to stir it a bit and keep taking the lumps to the bottom, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I think if you do it for like 2 days, it should definitely
it's
going to
be a bowl.
Used to put my paint in a garage, but I understand that's
it's
not
bad,
a good thing.
Yeah.
Because
the temperature.
The paint may freeze up
right.
over.
Oh, okay.
And then in the spring, then it thaws out, and then maybe you use it 4 years later. Or you never use it.
And you usually never use it.
And then
never.
Because that's pretty much the MO. You know, we have been
exactly.
saving things. Oh, we're going to save,
we
you know, in case.
In the basement for 20 years.
Like, and then when the time comes, we just end up buying a new thing of paint anyway. Right. So it really just
depends. Probably the thing to do is just throw the paint out.
Yeah, it's just
when
not even
done.
Worth it.
When you finish, honestly. I mean, maybe keep it for a couple of months, a touch up. We're painting now. So when you put the nails back, in case you make a mistake where you want to put the nail, you keep it. But then, once you finish.
But then you have to remember to get rid of it.
Right.
But, you know, and that's why I think these events are good because, you know, every so often, every couple of months they happen. So it's a great thing to kind of accumulate all these things, you know, get it in like a little neat pile. And then when the time comes, you're able to do that.
And the shredding thing we talked about.
Thing, you know, which I think is so great because, I mean, listen, I have one of those tiny little shredders, you know, in my house. And it's like it jams like every 5 seconds.
Right,
and it's just like
that's
it,
a lot.
It takes
those
more.
Those banker's boxes a big box.
Yeah, that fits a lot. And that's 6 of them you're able to bring, which is certainly
Yeah, I did it. Have you done it yet with the paper at that program?
No.
You've done it?
I've done it, yeah. It's pretty amazing, really. I had a big box of old junk.
Yeah.
And 2 seconds, it's shriveled up into nothing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what's actually really cool about it, too, is that for every 2,000 pounds of paper the town recycles, it equates to 17 trees saved. You know, so on top of getting rid of this, it's being recycled, the material. For every 2,000 pounds of paper that's recycled, it equates to 17 trees saved.
Wow, it's amazing.
You know, so on top of, the safety of shredding
documents. Right, I'm agreeing.
It's actually being recycled, which is nice, too.
We have to go there. I mean, just quick, the plastic bottles. I was at a meeting the other night. I didn't have anything. I was attending the meeting. It was a board type of meeting. It was 9 people up there. Everybody had a Poland Spring. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Get a glass and water. I mean, that's 9. Now, you don't finish the whole thing. You walk away. You leave it. Goes in the garbage. So forget the water part, but it's just the amount of plastic.
Yeah,
and
you don't
same
even
with
realize.
The paper, if you can recycle
something.
Absolutely.
I think it's nice.
You know, we weren't paying attention to this 20 years ago. Same thing as the sun.
Well,
now you have to pay attention.
It has nothing to do with town of North Hempstead, but McDonald's in Ireland and England have eliminated plastic straws and gone to paper straws.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like a paper straw because I always think it's just cuter. So at my parties, I always serve paper straws.
Well,
I've been doing that for a while.
I didn't know that.
You can take a straw and tap it and smash right through a potato.
Otto just bought a pot. Like, I knew he'd have
used
these
to be
party
one
tricks.
Of the little gimmicks I did.
Wow.
You take a straw and you pop it and go right.
And just real quick, a paper straw, though.
Which straw?
I believe it would be a plastic straw.
Oh, and you're doing like a plastic.
And you go right through the potato.
Right. But a paper
so the paper straw,
the drink, like, you know?
It will. It sometimes it gets a little soggy, depending on, but you can just keep using them. So.
Yeah. It's
I have tons. If people need, I got like a whole stack. I got tons of the red, white stripe ones. They're all there. But Otto, I like that part. I'm going to use it. I'll give you credit. I will. I'll give you credit.
Next
full credit.
Show we have, we'll bring a potato.
That's right. He learned that at one of his family reunions, I think, Otto.
Yeah.
But also at the STOP program, the Big Brothers Big Sisters has a truck there, too. And there you're actually able to get rid of clothing, stuffed animals, electronics, toys, sporting equipment, books. You know, everyone's always looking, what do I do with books?
Right.
Luggage, picture frames. So they'll take a lot of things, dishes, cosmetics. So it's really, and you could actually, when you leave, you get a little slip for your income taxes, which is nice too.
Oh, cool. Nice.
And then, so that's that. And then you could wait till October 20th and 21st and get rid of more stuff. So it's, we can just keep it going, but I definitely recommend people go.
Well, more people are jumping on the bandwagon. So the shredding AARP did one about a month ago. I mean, so it seems you can 4 or 5 times a year find one.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, those boxes they're talking about, those are big boxes. Nobody's winding up with 6 boxes, banker's boxes every, you know, couple of months.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, I think it's great because, as we were saying, you could just have the box there and just throw them in there, and then it's ready to go, like, when the time comes.
And you're really taking not every piece of mail. You just take your address off.
Yeah.
The envelope can go in the regular garbage, and the letter wasn't addressed to you. Some of this stuff is just junk.
Yeah, I mean, the normal paper you can get rid of with the... You drop,
right,
you know, when you put stuff out with recycling.
Absolutely.
But there are people that have electric bills from 25 years ago.
I know.
Which you really don't need.
Right.
I know. And I was actually guilty because we had saved so many things. I'm like, this is all online. Why does my filing cabinet filled with these bills that I could literally access in 2 seconds online? So I actually have to do that myself.
Well, I say, you know, you have to buy another file cabinet. You really don't. You have to get rid
of
the junk that you have anyway.
Exactly. And another interesting program quickly that's going on July 7th is through the town historian Howard Kroplik, who we've had on our show, learn how to preserve, clean, and repair a historic gravestone.
Perfect.
So if you're interested in history, go and learn about it.
We're done. Another great show. Thank you, Otto.
Pleasure.
And I want to thank everybody for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Thank you.